Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Lindsay Ray Brown, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, That Time I Realized My Boob Was Out. Let's just say it was awkward for everyone involved. There are specific moments in life that will regrettably stay with a person forever. Whether or not you'd like to believe that these moments shape you somehow into the person you are meant to be is still up for debate. All I know is that when one finds their boob out in front of a total stranger, they must make the most of the situation. I was frantically cleaning my house back in a time when I still needed to clean my house because I was still allowed to have guests come over for visits. It was a smoldering hot summer day in central Alberta, which made my house temperature close to 30 above, as I did not have an air conditioner at the time. Full disclosure, I blame this entire event on the fact that I didn't have AC and now make sure there is a unit in every home in which I live so as not to flash any more random people accidentally. I put on my loose-fitting green strapless dress as it was the coolest article of clothing I had in my closet. When I clean, I don't stop for anything. This is likely because I hate cleaning and just want to get it over with. I removed the junk off the deck, placed 3 loads of laundry on the line, and started wiping down the windows and mirrors with Windex. Then the doorbell rang. I debated answering it, but had the thought that it may be something important. Like that one time I was writing in my home office, and unbeknownst to me, my toddler son had called 911, and a cop showed up at my door, explaining there was a strange call to 911 from our household. Lars was hiding in his room at the time with our cordless phone, knowing all too well that he had done something very bad. Luckily, an understanding officer simply gave Lars a talking to about the importance of using the emergency number only for emergencies. So I answered the door, really hoping that it wasn't another police officer dispatched from my fake 911 call. I really didn't need that on my plate right now. Upon opening my front door, I saw that it wasn't an officer, but the damn carpet cleaning guy again. I had thought I was on their "Do not go to that crazy bitch's house" list because of the last time I forced the salesman to do whiskey shots with me instead of pitching his sale. Upon opening the door fully, he looked at me without saying a word. I stared back at him with a questioning glance. "Can I help you?" I finally asked after some uncomfortable amount of time. "Ma'am," he said while pointing towards my chest. I was immediately troubled by the gesture. Who did this joker think he was gaping at my chest? In my haste to get the house cleaned, I had neglected the fact that I'd been wearing a dress with an elastic top. A top that would more than easily slip down during my house cleaning endeavors to reveal my bra's left cup. This scenario would have been slightly less embarrassing. As it happened, I was not wearing a bra. I was not wearing a bra because, at the time, I was nursing my daughter and found that the easy access of a tube top and a braless existence suited me just fine. It's a curious thing now that I look back on the situation because, at the time, I had no qualms with whipping the ladies out wherever I was to feed my baby. Yet, as I stood there in my front door with the salesman and the passerbys on the sidewalk looking on at my naked tit, I had never felt more exposed. One might think that I would have noticed the summer's air upon my exposed nip before opening the door that fateful day. But, oh no, those babies had been hardened off after months of my kid gumming the shit out of them. So there I was, in my green dress with the elastic top, left boob hanging out for all to see, and a horrified look on the salesman's face who stood before me. I froze. The salesman and I were at an impasse, both regrettably unable to remedy this terrible situation. If only I had some sort of time machine to reverse the clock and check my boobs before I opened this damn door, I thought. But I didn't have a time machine, so I did the next best thing. "I'm just going to shut the door now," I said to the man who was just trying to sell me a steam cleaner and got more than he bargained for. He gave me a slight nod of his head and turned away. I suppose the one good thing that has come out of this was that if I wasn't on their do not call list before, I sure am now. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKAria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.